MI6 spy Gareth Williams was probably killed unlawfully, but Fiona Wilcox says the case might never be solved. The 31-year-old was found curled up in a padlocked holdall in the bath of his flat in Pimlico in central London in 2010. Detective Chief Inspector Jackie Sabir has made this statement outside Westminster Coroner's Court.
It's highly likely that a third party was involved in Gareth's death. And I urge anyone who knows Gareth, who had contact with him, to search their conscience and come forward with any information about what happened that night.
The parents of Madeleine McCann say they have renewed hope that their missing daughter will be found alive. Kate and Jerry McCann have been speaking a day before the fifth anniversary of Madeleine's disappearance. Kate says it's not too late for anyone with any information about the case to come forward.
Tell us where she is, tell us what's happened. If you think, you know who's done it, if it's your brother, if it's your son, if it's your colleague, please do the right thing. Just let us know.
The funeral of Claire Squires, the runner who collapsed and died during this year's London Marathon, has been held in Leicestershire. The 30-year-old's loved ones have thanked people for their generous donations that have raised more than £1 million for charity on her behalf. Half of all girls are so scarred by sport lessons at school that they're put off physical activity for life. That's the findings of new research from the Women's Sport and Fitness Foundation. Former England defender Sol Campbell has retired from football. He won two Premier League titles and two FA Cups with Arsenal after making a controversial move from North London rivals Tottenham. And it's one of the most secretive sets in Hollywood, but details have emerged of the Star Trek sequel. It's thought Sherlock star Benedict Cumberbatch will be playing classic Trek villain Khan, who first appeared in the series in 1967. It's also claimed that Spock will return again. That's the latest. I'm Stuart Duggan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Hello, you're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. I hope you're having a lovely day. Joining me this hour, I am going to be speaking to Nika to find out all about the wonderful body art she can do, and also the health things FM. That
and
she can help us with.
This is Phoenix FM. Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's slow traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells interchange in Basildon and the Saddlers Farm roundabout in North Benfleet. Slow traffic on the A114 Van Diemen's Road into town in Chelmsford at the Army and Navy, also affecting the Baddow Road. You'll find that in Shenfield, there are temporary traffic lights on Priest Lane close to the Middleton Hall Lane junction and temporary traffic lights on Hutton Road in between the Mount Avenue junction and the Friars Avenue junction. In Gatestone Road in Stock is closed close to the Butsbury Hall Farm Lane junction. There's delays on the London Overground, London Euston to Watford junction. Disruptions on the Northern Line at Collingdale and there are delays on the Bakerloo line, Queen's Park to Harrow and Wildston.
Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. Stay tuned because my guest is already joining me. We're just having a little chat about some of the things we're going to be telling you about. Some of the things that we are going to be talking about, just to whet your appetite a little bit, is treatment and herbal products for things like hair wreath regrowth, dandruff, eczema, psoriasis, acne, pigmentation, stretch marks and scars, weight loss, microdermabrasion facials, and eyebrow regrowth treatment. So don't go anywhere.
FM. driving instructors required for Brentwood and Billericay areas. Why not train to become an instructor with Easy 2 Pass driving school? If you're looking for a change of career, you could benefit from a company with over 20 years experience in instructor training. And there's also the offer of work within the school when you pass the exam. Contact Easy to Pass Free on 0800 88 18745 for your rewarding career. 0800 88 18745.
Every Monday evening at 10pm on Phoenix FM, tune in to the Interesting Alternative Show with me, Steve Davis. If you're wondering what type of music I'll be playing on the show, well, that's a tricky one to explain. Because if you've never heard of the musical genres Zool, Rio, Canterbury or Avant Progressive, then it will be very much a journey into the oral unknown for you. If you like something a bit different, though, then the Interesting Alternative Show will be for you. Every Monday night from 10pm on Phoenix FM, the Interesting Alternative Show in association with The Money Shop, 1 High Street, Brentwood.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Saturday the 5th of May, starting at 8:30 and lasting all through the morning, there's a plant sale at the Billericay Horticultural Society. They're going to be having this one at the Reading Rooms on the High Street in Billericay. The plant sale is to raise money for the Billericay Horticultural to promote horticulture in the Billericay area. Refreshments are for sale. It's free admission. If you need to contact anyone, well, obviously you can just turn up, or you can call 012 77 652 896. Those details available on our events guide online, all the www.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton, your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. I'd just like to quickly take an opportunity to thank my my chat room listeners for bearing with me. No doubt they can tell I've been quite busy, and if they'd like me to turn the camera around onto my guest that is now joining me in the studio, then I'm happy to do so. Let's see. Oh yes. I think I'd turn it round. Just make my guest feel a little bit more nervous. Nigat, that is how I pronounce your name, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
That's wonderful. I like to get name pronunciations right. You are from Sui Generis. Is that how I pronounce
yes,
that?
Yes, it's Generis.
Generis. Yes. Where is that name from and what does it mean?
Sui Generis is a Latin word which means one of a kind.
Right.
So we are Sui Generis World.
Yes. I like what that means. Wonderful.
Thank you.
So now Sui Generis World is it's kind of like a salon. It's, you know,
yes, it's
in Roper's Yard in
yes,
Brentwood.
That's correct.
So it's not far at all. Easy access for parking, isn't
correct.
It?
Correct, yes. Very easy.
Very handy there. And you offer a range of treatments. Now, one of the things I've been telling listeners is that you're a body artist. You do henna, and you do contemporary and glitter tattoos.
Yes.
I presume you don't do any real, like,
no, we don't.
Tattoos.
We don't. It's all temporary tattoos,
good.
Which last up to 14 days.
Okay. I like the sound of that very much.
And other than henna, there's glitter and there's body paint. So the body paint is used by tattoo artists before it goes permanent. Hence, we've got clients that would like something like that they can change their minds at any time and not have a permanent tattoo.
Yeah, and just or just have it for like a holiday.
Yes,
or
that's right. As I said, it lasts for about 14 days, which is the same with the glitter and it's the same with the henna.
And what's it actually made out of, the stuff that you use?
What, the henna?
Yeah, and the glitter.
Well, henna obviously is traditionally used in the Eastern countries.
Yeah. But what's the product?
It's a leaf. There's a generic name which is quite long.
Yeah, no. You don't have to say the name. Yeah. But I mean, what does it come from?
It comes from a plant.
It comes from a plant.
Yes,
right. So
it gives you colour, and it's tainted on your body for about 14 days. It starts processing after 24 hours, so you get a deep red colour.
So it's safe.
It is very safe. You won't get any allergy, no reactions to it, and you develop the colour with using lime or lemon with sugar. So, you know, you just mix that together as a paste and apply it before you wash it off.
Now, where did you learn that skill?
Oh, I just learned it because we've been using it for when we were little. And
You taught it as a child?
It came naturally. I'm not a great artist, but, you know, it just happens. You just look at something and you start designing. And when you do it freehand, there's nothing that's identical. So, obviously, our therapists, they're very, very good at it because we use it at weddings, at Indian weddings. Mm. And it's something that we adorn ourselves with.
Yeah. And how long does it take you to do, say, you know,
if you were doing a full hand, that's, the top of the hand and the palm, it would take about an hour to complete it.
Wow.
But since at Sui Generis, we only do little tattoos, so it'll take about, say, 10 to 15 minutes, depending on the designs. Mm. And as I said, you know, we have clients, both male and female, who come in for little tattoos, just so that it looks different.
Yeah, and I bet it's quite a nice sensation as you're having it put on, I can imagine.
Yes, it is, because it's got these lovely oils that we use to mix it, to give it to provide the colour, which is like clove oil and clove oil and eucalyptus. So that kind of what it does is develops the color. And the smell's lovely.
Yeah,
it's not that horrible.
I was saying to the listeners, I mean, your salon in Roper's Yard just smells wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
It was the first thing I noticed when I went in.
Yes.
Unfortunately, you weren't there, but one of your trusty workers was there.
Yes, the therapist.
And, yes. And I said to her, I said, it smells wonderful. Have you been burning incense?
Yes, we do. It's part of what we do anyway. It's just to make it feel a little bit kind of probably pleasant than having the clinical, you know, salon feeling. And we wanted it to be different. And that's what I wanted, something very different.
It is very different, actually. That really struck me. It's like a little haven.
It is. And that's what we wanted to kind of provide when we first came into Brentwood.
It's very relaxing.
Thank you.
I think that's just what Brentwood needs. I mean, there's so much rushing around in the southeast in general.
And that's what you do, come and relax. And our main aim is not only service, customer service, but it's to relax and to feel more pampered before you leave. So, you know, that's what we try and aim to provide in Brentwood.
Wonderful. And one of the ways that you help people relax is you offer Indian head massage.
Yes,
don't you?
That's correct. Indian head massage, I think everyone has been, there are a lot of people providing Indian head massage in the country and all over. It's to release the tension first and foremost. It's to release the oils in your scalp so you can get better hair growth. We use a special oil which helps you or helps the hair not fall out. So, you know, it's something that cures the falling out of, you know, your hair. And it smells lovely. It's made of Ayurvedic herbal, little products. And we use, as I said, you know, it's an oil that you will find a difference when you next wash your hair. So your hair won't fall off as much.
So if someone comes for an Indian head massage, do they need to wash their hair after they've come?
Yes, we say, well, you can either leave it overnight or you can leave it for 3 hours. But it is 3 hours that, you know, the maximum at least that you can leave it for and wash it off after.
Yeah.
Otherwise, leave it overnight and you will find the condition is better of your hair.
Yeah, it conditions your hair.
Yes, it does. And it all depends on the oil that one is using. But as I said, you know, we're using a special oil and we've used it in many events and we've had many, many remarks from clients that, you know, they felt that their hair's come back
probably
with more structure, with more texture as such and shine, which is what we all need because we hardly get the sun here.
It helps stimulate the hair growth.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes.
And body massage.
Mm-hmm.
You do that?
We do. We do parts. We don't do a full body massage. So it's releasing tension wherever the tension is. Again, it's using, we would know, you know, if you've got a sprained calf or anything like that, probably the back, we would try and treat that. And it's special areas. It's not going to be a full body massage as such. Mm. So, you know, we have people coming in for shoulders where they're very tense. And that's included sometimes with the head massage. Mm. But, you know, that's where the tension is.
Where did you learn your training?
You know, my dad was very good at this. And he used to, he was gifted. And parts of it was, I've learned from him. Mm. And other than that, it's training, really. It's, you know, it's having an interest in something that, you know, I've suffered from backache. And I know, you know, sciatica can be really, really bad. Mm. And hence the interest in just helping people.
Mm. Yeah, it's like, you know, ongoing training as
you go
throughout life.
Correct.
But when it's taught as well at such a young age, it is a skill. You know,
it is a skill.
It's a bit like the henna, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's over the years you become
better. Who taught you the henna? Was that your mother?
My mom, no. It was just looking at people. And because we used to apply henna on special occasions, and it's an interest that's kind of followed on from there on.
Yeah.
You know, I was never taught. I'm just self-taught. And continue with that, yeah.
If you've got the skill and ability,
exactly.
No one really needs to. It's strange, isn't it, that people sort of have to go and get degrees to become artists. I mean, but they don't have to.
You don't have to.
But people do, and they'll do a 3-year degree, and it's like, if you're an artist, you can just be an artist. You know, you don't have to do a degree, and then you're allowed to sell your paintings. And my sister, for example, as soon as she came out of uni, she started selling paintings.
Fantastic.
College.
Yeah.
Art college, you know, after school.
I think we're all talented in one way or the other.
Yeah,
and we just need to explore that.
She has gone to college, but she's doing a completely different thing. But she can sell her paintings while she's paying for what she's doing at college. She's doing animation now.
Okay.
Yes, I know. She's going to be the next game designer.
I think one should follow their passion.
Absolutely. And it sounds like you've done exactly that. Now, of course, I have quite regular health features here on Drive. And because that is an area of interest to me, and I think it should be to everyone. We all have a certain level of health and we need to look after it so that we can enjoy life to the maximum possible, really. Now, you have got some treatments and some natural herbal products.
Yes.
That you can help people. So tell me about the treatments,
mm-hmm.
and then tell me about the herbal products.
Yes. The treatment is Ayurvedic Nature Care, which I work with a lady who's in Manchester, and she's been an Ayurvedic, let's say, herbalist for more than 10 years. What we do is we provide treatments for hair regrowth, so especially alopecia, wherever you've got, you know, bald patches or you've got thinning hair. You know, we use that. We have a herbal treatment as well, and they're all Ayurvedic herbals with no side effects, but you will see a result over time. Obviously, everyone is different, so we've had, you know, where we've done the treatments at the salon, they've seen results in 2 weeks. With hair coming back where, you know, hair is receding on the sides and the top of your head. And it's the same with eyebrow regrowth where, you know, where we've been plucking or threading or whatever we've been doing over the years. And now we want thicker eyebrows. And that's what we would use. You know, we would use a high frequency treatment to circulate that area. So there's a blood rush. And you will find over the weeks that you have new hair sprouting.
Mm. Can you do anything for ingrowing hairs?
Well, ingrowing hairs is generally down to probably the way the hair has been pulled. And, you know, our testimonials from our clients are that we have really excelled in helping them in the areas such as the legs or the bikini, you know, anywhere there where they have really suffered because I wouldn't say anyone is wrong, but it's just the way the hair is pulled, whether it's done through waxing, through threading. And, you know, it has been a success for us because we take ultimate care of our clients, and we take our time in doing what we do, and we do the best that we can.
So if a client comes to you and they have an ingrowing hair, is there only so much you can do?
There is sometimes, depending on, because sometimes if you're wearing very tight clothes, your hair's broken. But if you are waxing the area, we would, you know, we would obviously advise you what you need to do in terms of exfoliating that area. So you get a special mitt to exfoliate that area, to keep it oiled as well, and try not to wear tight clothing.
So it's quite important to keep it oiled. Why is that?
Moisture. Moisture is important.
Yeah, that sounds quite important. That sounds quite interesting. Like, I've never heard. I've heard people speak about loads of ways to, you know, help with ingrowing hairs, but I've never heard someone say about the oil.
Well, moisturizing your areas where, you know, it is very dry, or where, say, if you can imagine, your skin grows anyway. But what happens with an ingrow is ingrown hair is under the skin. So what you're trying to do is exfoliate it and use something to also moisturize it so it's not that dry. And as I said, you know, we've done it over the years. I've been doing this for more than about 20 years, you know, mobile, at home. And it's experience. So it's experience that, you know, what you need to do for that particular area to be cured, I suppose.
Yeah. So have you seen clients come to you before with really bad ingrowing hairs?
Yes,
and
we
then
have.
After a while, they've...
Well, that's what it is. There's...
How long does it normally take?
It takes months. It takes about 6 to 7 or probably more months, depending on, you know, where the area or the affected area is.
So you need to exfoliate. Sorry, this is really interesting to me. Well, because, you know, I'm a woman and I know a lot of women out there. This is the thing is that a lot of women, they have hair waxed.
Yes.
Although some people find, this is true of men as well, actually. More and more men are getting waxes now. And you find that one type agrees more with you than the other.
Yeah.
And as you say, it's probably about the way the hair is pulled.
Yes.
But sometimes waxing can cause this.
True. Waxing is the way you pull the hair off.
Yeah, as you say, bad techniques can cause this.
Yes.
So what interests me about what you're saying is how to get rid of it. And you're saying that people have come to you and they've had an ingrowing hair, and so you've asked them to exfoliate every day?
Mm-hmm. Yes, every day.
Yeah. And oil it every day, or moisturize it every day. Yeah. And if they persist in doing it, because a lot of things, they're recommended to do stuff, and they do it once or twice. It happens to me all the time. I recommend that someone eat something, and they eat it once, and they say, yeah, that was okay, actually. Yeah, I did feel better. But then they stop eating it again.
True. Everyone is...
If you make it a habit...
If you make it a habit, and habits are caused... If you did it every day, regularly, for 2 weeks, and that's a habit. And then on the third week, you will remember to do that. And it really helps. Exfoliating. I mean, waxing. When you're waxing, and you pull it... if you apply the wax the wrong direction, you've made the first mistake. So, you know, a therapist could make that mistake. And then it's pulling it in the wrong direction. And that's what causes broken hair or ingrown hair. But obviously for the clients and the ladies and the gents that we've had to do the back waxes, they've seen the difference.
Wow.
They've seen ultimate difference in just the way the hair is growing, firstly. And, you know, it's not kind of growing northeast, west, south. You know, it's not doing that.
Yeah.
It's not growing in any direction, but it's coming back softer. So therefore, that means that we're not breaking the hair, and they're not getting as many ingrown hair.
And how do you go about doing that? It sounds like you've got a really, really good technique at your salon.
Do it with care.
Is no magical wax?
No, take your time. You know, wax. We use the same wax. In fact, we use a tea tree wax, but it's just doing it with care.
Oh, wonderful.
And it doesn't matter how long it takes, as long as we do the job right.
Yeah. That's really...
And that's why
important.
We have returning customers.
Yeah,
yes.
That's the thing, isn't
yes.
it? I think there are a lot of places, and I think we need to be mindful of this living in this area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are a lot of different types of places offering similar treatments.
Yes.
But, you know, if they're going as fast as they can, because they've got the next client waiting on the sofa, then they're probably not going to be doing as good a job. And these are really, really sensitive areas of the body as well. I mean, we should be working very carefully with them. the herbal remedies, I'm trying to remember all of the things you were telling me about, and then all of the things I'm thinking I want to ask you. The herbal remedies that help with all sorts of things. Would I be correct in saying dandruff, eczema,
yes.
Psoriasis, we've already mentioned the hair regrowth, mm-hmm. Acne, pigmentation, mm-hmm. stretch marks and scars, weight loss, microdermabrasion, facials. Is that something separate?
Yes, it is something separate,
oh, okay.
Which we've added to, using it with pigmentation, anyone with pigmentation, acne or anti-aging, say if they wanted their wrinkles kind of diminished, microdermabrasion is something that we found has really, really helped. You could start off with a minimum course or you could do it once a month as a maintenance, but that's what we would obviously analyze, consult.
Is it completely natural? The
dermabrasion is a machine which uses aluminium crystals. There are many companies out there, but I've done my research and kind of wanted to work with the safest one, and then use a skincare product that kind of helps at the same time. It's all the research and effort that I've put in, just kind of first using it on myself. If it works, then I will get my clients to use them. Otherwise, no. So,
No, I like the sound of that, because it sounds a lot less toxic than Botox.
Yeah.
I actually learned what Botox is the other day.
Yeah.
I can't actually remember exactly now, but it's derived, it's a type of food poison. I thought I was going to fall off my chair then. My chair just moved and I was like, whoa. Botox is the same poison that's found in food poisoning.
Well, we're finding that more and more people want to go natural now. They would probably prefer the natural remedies. I believe that Mother Nature has provided us everything on this earth, and we just have to find the right thing to use. And get some sort of relief out of it.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And also the thing that we have to remember with all of these things that come out like Botox hasn't actually been around that long.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to actually start to see. It was a little bit like the pill, the contraceptive pill.
Yeah.
And it was viewed as such a wonderful, wonderful thing when it came out. And they've now, obviously now they link it to certain cancers.
Yes,
It wasn't initially, they didn't know it was going to do that, because obviously they would never have brought it out if they knew it was going to cause cancer. So the natural herbal remedies that help with some of the conditions that we've been speaking about, how are they taken?
It's mostly in a drink. You could mix it with honey. These herbs, we would find them typically in an Indian kitchen. So, like turmeric, and there's so many other powders that are used in these treatments. And as I said, you'd find 50% in your cupboard anyway, in your larder somewhere, that you're using in your normal curry if you are making a curry. Mm. And that those are the things that we would use, so that you would, it would help you, especially for, let's say, eczema and psoriasis. You would have tried all sorts of treatments, and then you will find that what we are providing with eczema and psoriasis, especially, it is helping you over the next 3 weeks. And, my sister-in-law suffered with it, and I've seen the results. And that's why, hence, I said, something that works is what I would provide my clients with.
Yeah.
Because I know it's working, and there are no side effects to it.
Yeah.
Except, yes, it's bitter, and you just dilute with honey, really.
Yeah, what do you think about I'll mention two things to you now, seeing as you've said honey. What do you think about honey? Let's have your opinion. there are so many conflicting stories about, is honey good for you?
Is absolutely good for us. What we believe is honey in the morning with a little bit of a lemon in it.
Drinking
it? Yeah, drinking it. You get your body into control, really. You get the little energy that you want. There's so many properties to honey. Even if we actually use it for a face mask, and there are a lot of things that honey can do, to, you know, which are of benefit rather than, you know, disadvantage to your body. It will never, yeah. Nothing
a,
that...
A lot of natural things that yes. you can that you can put on your skin, mm-hmm. providing they're natural things, you can actually eat. Like you will, as you say, yes. you will find them in your food cupboard at home. Mm-hmm. It's like olive oil.
Yes.
And coconut oil.
Correct.
I can remember the other day I was having a massive baking session. I have these baking sessions, Niket. I kind of get really, really into it and I don't want to leave the kitchen while I'm baking, you know, for hours on end. And I really needed to moisten my lips. I needed some lip balm. And I was like, oh, I've left my lip balm upstairs. You know, I don't want to leave this baking. And, you know, because if I start going upstairs, I'll start getting distracted up there and then I'll forget and then the cakes will burn. Oh, it would just be, oh, what a waste of my gluten-free flour. Anyway, and then sure enough, it doesn't matter. I have coconut oil. It's fine.
Yes, correct.
So, you know, I just put a bit of that on.
It
works. Treat.
And it
absolute
works.
Absolute treat. Yeah. And you can save yourself so much money. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you can, if you save the little tubs that these lip balms come in, just save it. And then you can put some, you know, fill it with coconut oil or whatever you want to yeah. choose. Now, I'm going to play a song just so that we can talk about the things that, because I've been going on and we've been talking about lots of different things. So just so that we can bring you all of the information that Nijakt has kindly provided and prepared for us. And then we'll be speaking again for a time.
Eyes without a face.
And that was Billy Idol. I'm pleased to say that I'm still joined in the studio by Nikahat, my guest. She has come in from Sui Generis. It is Sui Generis World. It's me and my... my pronunciation of it. I feel like I'm saying it wrong. It's because it should be said with Italian accent. Is that right? Probably. It's a bit like my name, Gabriella. It sounds much better if Gabriella.
You've got to get these things in the form they were intended.
Now, you do eyebrow threading.
Yes.
Tell me about the benefits to eyebrow threading as opposed to plucking.
Well, eyebrow threading is, again, a very old technique, which was, again, from the Eastern world. And we've always threaded our eyebrow sideburns or our tash. So we always use that simply because it's the most effective way of taking away fine hair. With plucking, it'll probably take you ages and ages and ages to pluck probably your eyebrows, and you'll get a thicker growth. Whereas with eyebrow threading or threading in any part on any part of your face, your hair growth is much thinner and lighter. And you're taking off the fine hair, so you get better definition on the eyes.
Less likely to produce ingrowing hairs?
Oh, definitely. Again, it's a technique and it's just like...
Can you thread the bikini line?
No, not thicker hair. It's... Generally, we would use it on the face. Any fine hair or, you know, defining your eyebrows, perhaps, on the sideburns. Any hair that you can probably not see, but you can see it in the light when the sun's shining.
Now, the more people go for it, does it get less painful? Because I've heard some people have been for threading and they're like, it actually quite hurt. And they weren't expecting
it. It does. I mean, we're all sensitive in different times of the month.
It a bit like plucking?
It is.
The first time you pluck, it's like the most awful experience of your life, but then it actually gets less and less.
Exactly. As the growth gets less and less, and you know the pain factor of it is less as well. But you do find that your eyebrows are defined better with threading, and the growth is not as thick. Mm. And I have not come across when we've done the threading that you get ingrown hair anyway. Complaints from others, and we've tried to correct them as usual. So we kind of trying to correct all mistakes made by other people or other therapists. But that's what threading is all about.
And it sounds like Sui Generis World has got years of experience, and that's not to say you're old. It's just that you started learning so young.
Yes.
And then obviously you have staff that work for you, and they've been learning from quite a young age as well, I should imagine.
Yes.
It very much seems to be something that is, you know, taught in your culture or has been taught in your particular upbringing. And so, you know, I think you're even related to some of the girls that work for you, aren't you?
Well, not exactly related. They come from a different part of the world. They're from India, East Africa, yeah. But we live as a family because, you know, we are there probably most of the time anyway. So we're only home a few hours and then we're back at work. And that's what I want, a family atmosphere, not like, you know, they're working for me. And I like that. I like it as a little family, so we can just talk to each other and be more relaxed.
And teach each other. And
yes, I mean, the girls have learned quite a lot from, I started threading at a very young age, probably 16, and I'm quite old now. But it's just, the technique, it's just moving it forward where I used to do it in the family. And then, it's just experience. And the more experience and knowledge you have, the better it is when you're going out to the world and kind of providing that service. Service is important.
Now, if anyone wants to contact you, how can they do so?
Sure, they can either call the salon.
Yeah.
Should I give out the numbers?
Yes, please.
It's 01277-263-585. Or if you wanted to speak to me, 07-970-610-430.
Okay.
Alternatively, you can visit our website. That's all the W's, three W's, Sui Generis World sweetgenerisworld.co.uk.
Okay, and you're on Twitter, aren't you?
Yes, what I am. It's at sweetgenerisworld. Easy. And on Facebook as well.
And you'll find them via me as well. but don't worry, I'll be posting all of those details up on the Phoenix FM website and this interview again. I will be posting that all up when I write up my blog towards the end of the week. So if anyone missed that, you know you can get them via Phoenix as well. Well, thank you very much
thank
for coming
too,
in,
Gavin.
And I hope you'll come in again in the future
thank
to
you.
Perhaps speak about some of these conditions in a little bit more detail, because there's so many conditions that we've mentioned, but we haven't been able to obviously speak about them all, you know, more detailed. So
yes, it'd be a pleasure to
again.
Come back.
Okay, take care.
Phoenix FM travel news with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
Queuing traffic and long delays on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells interchange in Basildon and the Sadler's Farm roundabout. Queuing traffic on the A127 South End Arterial Road eastbound between the Fortune of War in Laindon and the Fairgelen interchange in travel time. In Southend on Sea. Travel time is 25 minutes. I'm trying to start one sentence and I haven't finished the next. Slow traffic on the A114 Van Diemen's Road into town in Chelmsford towards the Army and Navy. Delays on the Bakerloo line, Queen's Park to Harrow. Disruptions on the Northern line at Collingdale, and the London Overground is delayed London Euston to Watford Junction.
Phoenix FM travel with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood, creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Are your prized possessions protected at home? How would your business be affected if you were broken into and essential equipment stolen? Peak Security Group has over 30 years of security experience, keeping your home and business secure. From CCTV, door entry and gate systems to intruder alarms, we guarantee you will get the right advice for your needs with free double warranty cover. Call us today on 01268 777 232 or visit us at peak-security.co.uk.
Tuesday night is Motorsports Night with me, Dave Turner, as we talk to some of the biggest names in the world of motorsport, from two wheels and four wheels. If you like your sports motorised, then join me 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. every Tuesday, only on Phoenix 98 FM in association with ebspestcontrol.co.uk.
We've been- your mind that you've gone beyond a reasonable doubt.
Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Saturday the 5th of May, Sunday the 6th and Monday the 7th at 10am to 5pm on those three consecutive days, the Essex Wildlife Trust are holding a plant sale at Thornton Park North, the Avenue in Brentwood. There will be a wide selection of plants at reasonable prices, as well as delicious homemade cakes and preserves, cards and crafts. All profits go to local wildlife projects. Call Bill Tidmus on Brentwood 654 383 or get those details again on our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I didn't know what to do. I was so caught in should let you go, there would be nothing. And silently, love would be so.